You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson from MLB.com. I'm with the hitman, a person I call Speed Racer, Trey Turner. Trey, thanks for being with me. Trey, we just learned that you were named the NL Rookie of the Month for August. Tell me how you felt about that.
I feel honored. You know, it's always special whenever you can receive an award, and to receive an award, you know, up here in the big leagues is special and something, you know, you've always dreamed of, is, you know, trying to be the best, and, you know, it feels good. I feel excited for, you know, the rest of the season.
What adjustments did you have to make once you came to the big leagues? Because I remember when you first came back the second time, you had your share of strikeouts, and then all of a sudden you started getting on base constantly. What was the turning point, you think?
You know, I watched a little bit of video of, you know, some hitters that I thought were somewhat similar, to see if, you know, they did anything that would help me out. And, you know, I watched a little bit of Jose Altuve and how he hits, pitches he hits. And I think I kind of mentally figured out how to get in the right position, how to repeat your swing and how to, you know, be in a good spot so you can, you know, have success for a long period, not just a game or two. And I think, you know, I think I had to make that adjustment fast because I was, like you said, I was striking out, and, you know, playing bad isn't fun.
You also played well in center field and during the month of August, and how are you able to do it? You're a shortstop by trade.
You know, I think I played it a lot as a little kid, and I learned how to play the game, I guess. You know, I was always running around out there in you know, middle school and high school for the most part, and you know, I think that's kind of always stuck with me. Even at shortstop, you know, going back on pop flies has always been, you know, fairly easy thing for me, and haven't had too much trouble with it. So I think it was just a matter of, you know, going out there and getting reads off the bat, and making sure you're on top of it, and understanding, you know, where guys hit the ball, and then just react.
Even though you started the season late in the major leagues, you are near the top in triples and stolen bases. Tell me how you feel about those categories.
It's special. It's the same thing with the award. You know, I think it's an honor to you know, compete, just compete at the highest level and in those categories. And you know, I just think it's a matter of giving it everything I got and trying to go out there and, you know, take no plays off and give my team everything I can, help out any way.
You were highly touted at the moment the Nationals traded for you. But my question is, how surprised are you by the season you're having, and it's your first full year?
You know, I wouldn't call it surprised. You know, I put a lot of pressure on myself. You know, I have a lot of confidence in myself to, like I said before, compete. And I think if, you know, you don't give anything away over a full course of the season, you'll end up pretty good. And you know, I go out there every day and try to get better any way I can, whether it's in center field or shortstop or second base or, you know, in the cage. And I think I take it very seriously and put a lot of effort into it. And, you know, I'm not necessarily surprised, but you know, I guess it is, you know, not what I expected. Not necessarily what I expected, but I wouldn't call it surprised.
You were, well, you know, I never forget when you first came. You know, everyone was talking about you playing shortstop. When it's all said and done, let's say 5 years from now, where do you want to play, short or center?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would hope I could, you know, get an opportunity to play there. I think, you know, I'm a competitive guy, and I don't like being told I can't do something. And, you know, I think that goes for anything, whether it's, you know, center field, second base, shortstop, hitting, stealing bases. You know, I think I want to be as well-rounded as I can. And, you know, shortstop is something I played for the last 4 or 5 years now, and I would love to, you know, play there. And I think, you know, this year's gone great for me, and, you know, that hasn't been in the cards, but, you know, I'm completely okay with that, and I'm happy I'm getting a chance to, you know, help out here and wherever that may be. But 5 years down the road, who knows?
Growing up, I watched leadoff hitters like Mickey Rivers and Ricky Henderson. They both played for the Yankees. And, you know, they had this mindset where they had to get on base, you know, help the team score in that first inning. Tell me what's on your mind when you start the game off.
You know, I think you learn a lot in your first at bat. You learn a lot how they want to pitch you the rest of the game. And, you know, I think I've had some success in the first inning. Maybe a coincidence, but, you know, I think in the second and third at bats is when, you know, I have my best at bats because I figure out what they're trying to do to me. And, you know, it's always nice to score in the first inning, get that early lead, and whatever way you can, like you said, if it's a bloop single, if it's a walk, if it's a bunt, if it's, you know, a homer, whatever it is, I've always tried to, you know, compete each and every at bat, and you can get that first run to be a very big, very big momentum changer.
Tell me how your family feels about what's going on with you. They must be happy. Tell me how proud they are.
Oh yeah, they're ecstatic. They text me, my parents text me after every game. A lot of aunts and uncles and friends text me a lot, and you know, I think they're a little shocked by, you know, what's going on. But you know, they've always been there by my side, and they couldn't be more proud. Like you said, they love getting a chance, you know, watch and you know, follow along with me, and they come out whenever they possibly can and see me, and I, you know, I appreciate everything they do for me.
Tell me what you think of the Nationals fans. They seem to really love you.
Yeah, no, I think the fan support's been big, and it's always nice to, you know, have fans that appreciate you and maybe pick you up when you're down, or you know, tell you good job when you're going good, and just know that you know, there's people that have your back out there as well. And same goes for the team. You know, I think it's awesome to have diehard fans that are, you know, appreciate what we do, and I think it's special. Makes, you know, the game's more fun. It makes, you know, energy a little bit better, and that's what makes the long season fun.
Also, before I let you go, as you know, I came up with a nickname for you, Speed Racer. I know you have another name, Turner Burner. Tell me, do you like Speed Racer? You're the man here.
Oh, you know, it doesn't matter to me. You know, I've heard all sorts of nicknames, and I've actually never really had, you know, one stick. You know, I think I kind of have a unique name, at least spelling wise, and you know, I've always been called Trey my whole life. Never even as a little kid had, you know, a nickname, but you know, whatever it is, it is, and I appreciate it.
Trey Turner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.